In this bulletin, another 11 coronavirus deaths and 439 new cases in Victoria. An inquiry hears evidence of language barriers in the failures of aged care coronavirus responses. And in sport, a new COVID-19 rule in football to stop players from coughing towards match officials. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has recorded 439 new cases of coronavirus and 11 more deaths, bringing the state's toll to 147 and the national figure to 232. It's the state's 30th consecutive day of triple-digit increases in cases. All of the latest deaths are linked to aged care settings. 456 infected Victorians are in hospital, 38 are in intensive care. In response, the Victorian government has introduced harsher measures for failing to stay in isolation. A $5,000 fine will be issued on the spot for breaches, and it will grow to $20,000 if the matter goes to court. ADF personnel and health officials have conducted thousands of door knocks, but more than 800 people were found to be missing from their homes. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews warns all cases will be door knocked on multiple occasions at random times, and all contacts will be checked, and those found lying or flouting the new rules will be held accountable.
Those door knocks, you are expected to be found at home. If we need to tighten that up, of course we will. Like, is there anything, I'll just take a deep breath, and is there anything worse than someone pretending to be unwell in order to get out of wearing a mask? Like, seriously, you will be pulled up. If I've got to go further, then of course we will.
Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville has condemned a minority of people who are knowingly doing the wrong thing and putting people's lives at risk. For example, a police officer had her head repeatedly bashed into concrete by a woman who refused to wear a mask in Frankston. The 26-year-old officer approached a woman who was not wearing a face covering, and a confrontation turned violent. Chief Commissioner Shane Patton reminds Victorians that no one is above the law.
That behaviour is just totally unacceptable. They're not wearing a mask, they're approached and they're asked their reason why not, and then to react like that is just completely over the top. We've seen them at checkpoints baiting police, not providing their name and address. We've had to smash the windows of people in cars and pull them out of there so they could provide their details because they weren't telling us where they were going. We will not hesitate to issue infringements, to arrest you, to detain you where it's appropriate.
A Melbourne nursing home linked to at least 20 coronavirus deaths has been accused of failing to report an infected staff member to federal regulators for 5 days. A Senate inquiry into the government's pandemic response heard that federal health officials were kept in the dark for 5 days about an infection at St Basil's aged care home. Meanwhile, Professor Brendan Murphy revealed that there were language barriers when a replacement workforce took over from staff who were forced to self-isolate. Professor Murphy says the process became complicated due to the cultural and linguistic diversity of the residents.
The workforce were mainly Greek-speaking, and the residents, many of them, first language was not English. To find a workforce had to be brought together from a variety of sources. There was a huge burst of activity to bring a workforce together to staff that facility.
Families reported their loved ones in the facility were neglected when the centre was taken over, left dehydrated and not fed. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck said there were failures in care and communication standards.
Are there some failures of the systems in some facilities? Yes, there are. Nobody's saying that the aged care sector is perfect, and that's why we're having a Royal Commission.
In sport, A-League players and footballers around the world could now be issued with a red card for deliberately coughing at match officials or other players. The International Football Association Board, which is the global rulemaking body, has introduced a new rule to safeguard against the coronavirus. Any punishment will be up to the discretion of the appointed referee of the game. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 14. Melbourne, showers and 11. Hobart, showers and wind easing, 9. Canberra, partly cloudy, 10. Wollongong, sunny and 15 degrees. Sydney, sunny and 17. Similar for Newcastle, 17. Brisbane, sunny and 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, also mostly sunny and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.